Remember, nilikuwa kwa polisi just like 2 months.
Wanana saudem. Kwani uko na nini? Now they talk.
I know. I said, I just have bother to report.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking, should I get goons? I don't know goons like that. Okay, I was...
You're about
and to listen to this. I was so desperate. You can get a number. I'm ganga.
Esther.
I called them ganga. I think...
People,
hi
welcome to another episode of
Speaking of Gen Z.
Welcome back to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z. We're back, guys.
We are back. Welcome back.
We never
know that YouTube video. Welcome back to my YouTube video. That
okay,
child.
Lazima,
yeah. You okay. Guys. Anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
She's like, oh, you are just uncultured human beings. Why don't you know these things?
Rolling my eyes.
Okay, guys. Welcome back. My name is Jacqueline Masharia.
Michelle Namasaka.
Esther Nyandoro.
Yo.
Yeah.
Have
you
guys ever been scammed?
Hey,
more times than I can imagine.
Yeah. As you have like more times.
I've been scammed so many times in my life.
Hey,
I don't know what's going on.
No, you need to tell us. You need to tell us because
you don't know what's going on.
So I think my most painful scam. One time I tried to buy seats on Gigi. I don't know. I just like shopping online. That's one thing about me. Convenience.
It's giving Gen Z.
So I went to Gigi. Yeah. I should have known.
Oh, it's okay. But now you know.
Yeah, I was young anyway.
Yeah. How old were you?
A couple of years back. I'm not going to tell you my age.
But you're not telling us. You're just like, tell us.
No.
No, to go judge me.
Tell me now, but you're trying to say, you need you. You're like, girl.
24. We come for you. Yeah. Anyway, I went on there.
Yeah.
I found a seller. I saw the seats. They were nice. I was like, I'm buying the seats. So, uyo mtu akufanya ni feel like it was a con because I was like, I'm going to pay on delivery. So, fine. Viti zikaletwa hadi home. I saw the seats.
Yeah.
The seats were brought inside the house and everything.
Yeah.
And then I pay. And then immediately I pay. The guys, when you are lileta, wananikola, wanasema, they haven't seen the message.
And then
so
wait, so okay, mm-hmm.
I was with that time I was sharing space with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
So she's like, I've seen this come before, they are together, let's lock the door. So we lock the door.
Mm.
So it's now drama qua the whole apartment. They're knocking our door, sit and ignore, then they call the cops on us. So, yeah, the cops were nakuja. They're like, open this door, remove the seats outside. Because now you've not paid for the seats. I'm like, I've just paid. This is the message. So, long story short, there was like a middleman who was pretending to be the seller of the seats. Who, when I contacted him, he contacted the seats people who brought the seats. Okay, I don't know. How do I lose?
But you are making sense. You are making sense.
I'm making sense.
Yeah. Just go on.
So eventually, the seats took us nikanyanganywa forcefully.
What? With the cops?
Yeah, with those cops.
Well, the cops
who
like,
I don't know if they're legit they or not.
Because why should you show them the transaction and...
They still... So they eventually told me to go to report kwa police station plani hapo. I went. But the hassle, the systems in this country are so broken. Nilikuwa na shinanga nikienda huko until like after a month I was like, let me watch a true nikubali fetiangu.
Pole.
So I was kind of like that. I was like, ah! Yeah.
So mli alichukua viti mkabaki bila viti?
Yeah.
Sorry!
Wow, Michelle! You're that like, was the question I had to ask at the beginning. Gosh.
Yeah, so that was a scam. After that, I was scammed.
Again?
Like 3 months after that, I was scammed again. Aki Nairobi.
3 months later, you were scammed.
So I tell you about this new scam.
Uh-huh.
So I had a laptop, yeah?
Yeah.
So my laptop haikuwa na space. It was starting to act funny. So I said, let me take this laptop to the person who sold me the laptop and niongeze space.
Yeah.
Haya. I knew this guy pretty well.
Yeah.
So I didn't think anaza ni scam.
God. It's be the one. Yeah.
So the next right? day, after like 2 weeks, Jota sikuwa araka nayo. I'm like, hey, no menyamaza. Kwenye ujaimaliza kuniekea space. You're not telling me to come for my laptop.
2 weeks.
2 weeks
later. Because of course, even you're trusting, yeah, yeah. You know?
Ananiambia, nilitoka kidogo, nikenda ushago, nikirudi, nitakuambia. 1 month later, nothing. I decide, this is too much. Let me go to the shop.
Mm.
Kufika kwa shop, ananiambia, oh, let me tell you. Sijui, I took the laptop to my house, and then I was robbed. So your laptop was robbed. Remember, nilikuwa kwa polisi just like 2 months.
Wanana saudem. Kwani uko na nini? Now they talk.
I know. I said, I just stopped bother to report.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking, should I get goons? I don't know goons like that. Okay, I was so... You're about to have listen to this. I was so desperate to get an important number. I'm ganga.
Esther.
I called them ganga. I said,
Esther, sitai kukukosea. Sitai kukukosea. Maisha yangu yote. I'm sorry.
What then? I'm ganga tendo to be as kama.
So you reached out to them and ukamwambia?
Hello, mganga.
Ati hello, mganga. Gay.
What?
Don't tell me. Ati mganga tendo to be as kama.
So?
Mganga kaniambia. Anaitaji siji kuku ya kala. Anaitaji kuku siji ya what color. And siji what and what. I need to send him like siji 2,000 bob.
to be able to buy those things on his own. Guy.
Angoja. No.
Guy.
Anyway, after an interact na mganga wangu, I just realized, obviously, you see mganga legit.
Sasa angekuwa mganga legit.
Akuwa mganga legit.
Angekuwa?
I don't know. Si angeri kama my loss.
Gosh. And you see, you can realize. Ukamtumia? Guy.
Yeah.
Wait, you sent them mganga the 2 G's?
Yeah.
Esther. Me imagine I can't. Like, no.
Okay, now talking about it, it's a bit crazy. But I was desperate at the time. I didn't know what to do.
I mean, you know, I don't blame you. Yeah. You've been scammed of seats.
But you know what this is? Of a laptop. You know what this is reminding me?
Yeah.
Daily Nation has been having this broken system series going on.
Mm.
And you can imagine what the broken system is driving people to do.
Yeah.
You know? If she, like, was, angekwa najua, it's guaranteed when I go to the police, they're definitely gonna sort me or just even help me.
Yeah.
I don't think easy options. Zingine zingekwa option.
Yeah.
Zingekwa option.
Because kama tayo ni ni a laptop, ungeenda report na unajua, maybe, like, police will be, like, on his case, they'll be, like, wapi laptop ya umchana, you have to take us to where it is. Can you prove to us you were robbed? You know, if, like, we know our police will do that.
You know the problem with the police, they'll start telling you, unajua unafaa kutuwekea mafuta.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
It's a broken system.
And I then swear they tell you, see what?
Anyway. Me kwanza yu mafuta wasile. Do you know actually, this is an actual thing, but like, you know, ushago.
Mm.
If you call the police, they tell you to kuweka mafuta.
Mafuta ndio wakuje
kusikiza what you... So I'm like, guys, I'm getting robbed and you're telling
okay,
me
like, you are... Okay, like, sawa, basi, ni pepe bill. N0. Okay, kujeni.
And I'm like...
Yeah. I even had a story about...
You're just like, unajua nini, acha tu niibiwe. Because... And there's no guarantee. Wakifika that they'll help you.
Yeah.
Bado wakifika waneza kuambia you need to like hongaz or something.
Guys,
you
we have what? Too many digress.
Tutaanza kuingilia polisi, but that's not what we came here to do. We can. No, we.
But we choose not to.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the mistakes made with money.
With money. Because I feel like Kansas City Gen Z, we.
Hey. But I think I've made like ton of mistakes ever since I started earning.
Yeah,
I know for sure. I know my priorities. Okay, nowadays now I like I'll make sure my priorities are well taken care of, and then I can start playing later. Kitambo.
Yeah,
guys, nitajua my priorities. Nini. But still. I will do all this other stuff. I'll go CG where and eat CG what. And then when I come back to my senses, I'll be like, oh, I can't have it. I don't even have fuel. I don't even have fare. Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't, you know. Yeah. But like time, it may, I think time, okay, not time has taught me, but I think with time, I've just realized that it's my priorities first. It took me a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think me, I
have you made mistakes with money?
For sure. Like, I know so well I should not use that money, and then I still go ahead and buy some random stuff. On,
right?
Yeah, Jackie is all about online. Treating herself. Monday to Monday.
Right?
But they have the mantra, and I think it's a bad mantra. Like, hey, your person said your chatu ni gule. Okay, sorry.
Atikama your person sio ya?
Your person ni saidi, na ikula tu.
Hey.
Because I'm not about to keep, like, I'm like, I need 5 G's, but I don't have 5 G's. And then I'm like, I have 2 G's. I'm like, okay, these 2 G's will not miraculously become 5 G's.
Oh, that's the, eat oh, them that's up. How you okay. Gobble them up. That's how
and
you
then know. I'll be like, yo, those fries slapped. At least they slapped. At least I enjoyed that meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd also be like,
my problem is,
yeah,
it's always food. Like, I would rather, CJ Fikiri, at least that. Ninunue kitu ya maana yenye nitakuwa naangalia.
Kama nini shamba?
I don't know. Exactly. The thing is, to my 2 G's, my poor 2 G's won't buy me a shamba. Yeah. So like,
but eat them up. Unge buy shares.
I'm not about to do that. These are shares.
Shares. Maybe share ya tiramisu. You neza kunipea share ya carrot cake. So,
gosh.
No, guys, I know this is like, but we're talking about, by the way, how to lose money. This is not how to save money. So, okay, to skizamba. We're not
but trying we're to just talking, you, but we're just being honest, yeah, how we, honest. As Gen Z's or just ladies or girlies, how we like,
I know,
cheat our chums.
Yeah. Yeah. But we are not supposed to waste money. We are talking about things we did in the past. Disclaimer. Yeah. These are things we did in the past. But kama pesa ikusaidi, just eat it. Imagine.
Me, I don't think so. If I mean that 2K could buy shares where, for example?
Nation Circle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unaenda hapo na wambia, by the way, chukua 2,000.
You don't even have to go. So you have your phone.
Yeah.
You just buy them.
Yeah. Shout out to Nation Circle. There's one thing I read, Juzi, and it really, really, really touched me about chums. Money is the best servant and the worst master. Mm. Money is neutral. You know, you can use money to... Money can either be your master. It tells you what to do. It tells you go and buy that cuckoo and fries right now, you know?
Yeah.
Or you tell it what to do. Tell it you're gonna go and buy shares.
Yeah.
Or you can also tell it, by the way, to go and buy fries. But you're in charge. You know, money is neutral.
Mm.
And that, like, really clicked with me. Because now I know it doesn't have to control me. I control it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Ninafaa nguvu. Because the majority of the time, you just find yourself slipping back into the...
Yeah, inaitaji discipline, by the way. Sweetie. Speaking of discipline, how do you guys budget?
I've never...
I mean, as soon as you get your money, you just know what you need that money for.
Oh, you don't like write like rent. Stuff down?
Okay, you don't need to physically write it down, but you need to know exactly how much maybe you're spending this month. This is what I'm planning on using. Maybe if you pay rent, unatoa ya rent. If you pay Wi-Fi, unatoa hiyo. If you pay like water and electricity, you probably know how much you use every month. Unatoa hiyo kando. If you like have a, you pay tithe, you pay tithe. You toa tithe, I don't know what
you pay.
You give tithe, unatoa hiyo pia. Like you just separate your money as soon as it hits. I think for me, the goal, the thing is, I've realized is, you just toa it before. Like, as soon as it hits your account, just remove the priority ones, because you can answer kutumia and then say utaanza kutoa afterwards. Hesitation. Yeah, just me. Like separate so that you know, like, okay, I have this amount now. This one, haina a clear thing that I need to use it for. Mm. I can spend this.
Yeah, for me, one thing nili realize na hizo pesa zenye unasema ziwezi kusaidia. Kama for example,
hizo pesa zizi kula hizo pesa.
Instead of kukula,
yeah,
I put it in a bill enye ni recurrent. So I know at whatever point nitahitaji tokens, so I just buy tokens.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I pay for my water bill. Na hiyo pesa quote unquote itanisaidia.
Yeah.
So either way, itaenda hasara kwa sababu at one point nitahitaji tokens.
Yeah.
So if I spend my small coins on something we need, then najua nimemalizana na hiyo bill.
Yeah.
For me, I think I'm vibing with what you Jackie said.
Yeah.
Kama ati.
Yeah, eat it.
Ile ya when maybe you had planned to do something with some, okay, for me, maybe I had planned to, of course, pay for Wi-Fi,
yeah,
and someone just says, hey, by the way, let me cover the Wi-Fi for you. That 2,500, I will eat.
Girl, math.
I will eat. It came for free. Yay!
Yeah, that's free money. Someone is like, I'm paying for your Wi-Fi. Exactly. And I budgeted to,
no, hey, you know, 2,500 is like, let me now go to, I don't know where.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe?
I need to go on a vacation.
I need to like SGR right now and go see do where.
Yeah.
You know? But what I do for budgeting, and it actually takes lots of discipline.
Yeah.
I write everything down.
Ish. Okay.
But I write it before payday.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe a week before payday or something. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you have like priorities to do monthly. Okay, some are fixed, you know, some, of course, like fare and rent and nini are fixed, you have to do them, but at times like car service or what else, or pedicure, like comes after maybe a month or two or something. So me, I just write them down. I write everything, if it's tithe, if it's fuel, if it's car, if it's fare, if it's nails, if it's gym, if it's what, and then I Andika, how much do I need for Nini? 2,000. How much? Yeah. And then have the total amount of money I will spend or I should spend on that month. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? At times, I budget and maybe I'll just do like 3 things on that list.
And the other one,
Tuligula. Oh, you know, God. So but I think like it takes discipline, definitely, you know, and also it takes like cutting just down on your expenses or things you don't necessarily need, like those fries and burgers,
Zajaki.
Yeah, my life is too short to deny.
That's
true.
Thank you.
That's fact.
Imagine sitting here and you're just eyeing the burger and you can afford that burger.
You wouldn't. Me na nunua.
Imagine nunua acha tatu. Like
nunua because
okay, your tattoo moja.
Yo pesa ukiskavua kama sita.
Ouch.
Ukai vichi ni kumbuka ningekula baga. Enjoying a scrumptious baga with all mine.
Scrum dilly yum yum.
You know. Especially kwanza ukipoteza pesa, that's when it hurts the most. And you're like, guy, ata iri ningekula yo pesa. So na imeenda. You know.
Me, I've never been scammed.
I don't think I've been scammed like Esther kind of scammed. I don't even think I have.
I have been scammed by Jumia.
Oh.
But, Walirudish, I think the return policy is actually nice. Oh. I think they hold the money.
So what they do is like...
Can I like finish my story, girl?
Sorry.
So I had ordered a La Roche-Posay sunscreen. You guys know it.
Yes.
The small one. So I likuja and I noticed, why is the packaging weird? Mbona ikangi hivi? Nikafungua. You know, when you shake it, it has like something inside, like a chuma to help it mix uko ndani. So when I shake it, I don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to try. Why is there, I don't know what that was, rotten cream in that bottle.
Yeah.
Ilikuwa inanuka vibaya.
Okay.
Ilikuwa inanuka. And like, OMG, so like my 2,000 is gone. No, unajua, I think walikuwa na offer tu ya, I think 900 bob or something. But I texted them, you know, I sent them a mail, and then very next day, I had like my 2,000 bob kwa mpesa yangu. They didn't even kata ati transaction fee. It came as it went,
yeah,
you know? Yeah, and I was happy, but I think that's the only scam I've been through. Hopefully, the only one. Like for my entire life. Yeah, so you are saying about Jumia's...
I think majority of the big... Online shops have like a policy where they hold the money for like a period, I think, of like 90 days
before they give
it to the person who's the seller.
Oh,
just in case of such things, like because you find some sellers say they have shipped the product, the buyer is like saying, I didn't get the product, or there are other people who, like, after getting the product, it's defective, it's yada yada, and then there's all these arguments, so they have to make sure there are no complaints before they can release money to the seller. So that's a good nini for people like us who shop online, because me, I shop online.
You do? I think it's a Gen Z thing.
A lot. I feel like people don't have confidence shopping online because of all this scam. I'm just shopping. I don't care. I'm just I like it. Buy.
Scams and still shop online.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Because
it's just convenient.
Until
Kikurambe.
Yes.
But Kikurambe, pia unarudi tu.
Also, I feel like now we know where to shop genuinely because we've shopped a lot.
Yes.
That's facts.
Yeah.
That's facts.
So don't lose your money, basically. Yeah.
And also reading like financial books, kama kina, I forget their names. What are they called? You guys know Rich Dad, Poor Dad? You guys know?
I haven't tried that.
I haven't tried that.
But you come at least idea.
Like the financial books that help you in budgeting investing and saving. So I think also just enlightening ourselves in that way can also like help us and be good holders.
And right now there are so many online platforms that you can save from.
Yeah.
I think that's also a good
way
to put your money is that Jackie.
Period.
Imagine, by the way, that sounded very bad by doing some atuakule. Yes, cooler, but also save.
There's someone, as we wind up, guys, there's someone who told me, Aliniona akaniambia, so how much do you spend here? How much do you spend here? And how much do you save? Akaniambia, why are you saving less than what you're paying Sidri who? You get? You should look at saving as paying yourself. How would you want to pay yourself?
You know?
And that really resonated with me. I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
Please save as much as you can. Before kule mabaga na machipo. Even though nime advocate mkule.
But at times unaweza anguka.
Still.
But ni sawa pia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once in a while you can spoil yourself, but please save.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just have an episode on how where people can save, invest, yada yada. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. And financial discipline.
Yes.
Period.
And remaining responsible. So don't get scammed.
Like us. You can't avoid being scammed. Let us join Beverly and scam next time.
Yeah. Is it short?
Yeah, it's short.
Yeah.
Oh. You also said I was scammed by a person I know.
Nani huyo? Twende tumfinye.
Yeah.
Kwa cheeks za hapa.
Mfinyaji. So, huyo alini call out of nowhere. Go like, oh, sijui, I've been arrested. Sijui, what. Send me this money into akurudisha next week. Adi wa leo, it's been many years.
But is that scamming? But it is scamming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is that scamming?
You literally scammed me. Because you knew deep down you weren't having any intentions of paying back.
Yeah.
Were they arrested though?
That's the thing. I can't.
You don't even know.
Can't confirm.
Actually, by the way, there are such people.
That person came back later. And then again, they had some sob story. Then I was like, Miss Kulone. And they're like, you're a terrible person.
Na nilipe kwanza hiyo alafu sasa ama uchukue hiyo pesa uliko na faa unilipe.
That's the thing with me. Ukini scam once, start take action, but never again.
Yeah. And we've had cases. Me, I've had like friends borrowing money and they say, I will return. And they don't return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you ask them, you know how kwanza you nyenyekea when yeah. you're asking people for your no, money. And they're like, I'll send. See, I told you I'll send. I'll send. Yeah, and they will send. Imagine.
Yeah. That's a scam. A scammer.
Apo tuna delete. It's just, we're just beginning the year. You have like, you can cut people off. Cut those ones off.
Yeah, those nonsense. Ones are kwanza.
Like,
because why are you making me beg for my money?
But loan, people like need help.
And they loan uko kwa sako na uko kwa nini. Mimi school loan. Because
Jackie decided na 200, Bob. No thanks. Asante.
I'd rather just give you the 200 and then I just know it's no longer.
Yeah, it's not coming back. Yeah, that's
but
true.
But si mambo za
ati eh ana akona deni.
Unanibia tu sema unanibia bwana. Like what is this?
But then that's, you're a thief actually.
You could have literally just come and say give me 200.
Nipe na starudisha.
Lakini mama kuja kuniambia
tena. Nitarudisha by the way on Tuesday. Aki, I'll be with you.
And then Tuesday it's just cricket. Scam. Unaniangalia kivi na kisaida.
Hata kwanza you don't even call them. You like you wait.
Yeah,
you wait. Them the you grace. Give them days, you know, you give them a grace period, but they're like, ni, sini ukami anta kutumia, can you just be patient?
Yeah, and then they have an attitude.
Like,
as if,
nitakufinya wewe, na unajoka na pesa yangu, takuchapa.
The worst part ni mtu kama anakuo, and then you're just seeing them living a soft life.
Yeah.
Is that my money I'm seeing on the screen?
Guys, you're living softly.
Yeah. Let me give you guys like a 30-second story.
Yeah.
There's a time before, like I used to work, nilikuwa na shukana.
Oh, shukana, like
yeah, I can. Like me, I'm a beautician. Oh, yes, okay. I'm a beautician, okay. Guys. So nina shuka mtu, imagine, and she says, just because we're like kind of neighbors, our place is like, okay, it's like two matatus away. Mm-hmm. And that's like 100 bob. So wakaniambia je, just go home. I'm waiting for someone to deposit money kwa my M-Pesa and then I'll send it to you immediately. So me, I waited. That's like, did you how many years ago? Like 6 years ago. Actually, yeah, 6 years
oh
ago.
Gosh.
And I see them on Facebook and Instagram. Said you going where? And I'm like, bruh.
Pay me.
Si hata unipe tu. Please, nipe tu pesa yangu yenye nilikushuka.
Yeah.
Please, nipe tu.
I don't get how people forget debts.
They don't forget. How do they forget? They don't. And you know, the worst part is, she's ever DM'd me. Akaniambia, babes, I'm really sorry.
Don't tell me sorry. Just send me my
can
money.
I'm about to throw some hands right now.
Yeah.
Like, mbona naniambia sorry?
M-Pesa message.
DM me the M-Pesa transaction message,
as
not
you
your
come
sorry.
To say sorry.
Yeah.
Because you're not sorry.
By the way, you're not sorry. Actually, speak louder than words.
Send me the money na ya inconvenience on top.
Send me money, bwana.
I love so kujo seme aki, I'm sorry, I forgot or something.
You forgot?
I don't know if you're trying to nini the bridges. Rebuild, not burn. I don't know.
Guys.
Uwe nilipe tu pesa angu.
Like nilipe na tuendele na.
Uzei ongelesha tena. Tata mtu mwengine kutengenezeni.
Alright. Thank you so much, ladies, for the conversation.
And gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, and gentlemen. Oh, and gentlemen. No, and ladies, you ladies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, si sawa ladies.
Ni nini ladies? Ni wafinye.
Oh my God.
Alright. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.